This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. The FBI says Thomas Matthew Crooks, the suspect in the Trump rally shooting, acted alone. The question now is how a 20-year-old man with an AR-15-style rifle got close enough to shoot at Trump from a rooftop on Saturday. Grace Lee from Reuters reports.
On Sunday, the police presence was heavy in Bethel Park, where Crooks is from, about an hour from the rally site. Jason Kohler, a classmate, described him as a loner.
I mean, he would sit alone at lunch. I mean, he was just an outcast, and you know how kids are nowadays. And it's honestly kind of sad. Like, I don't want to say this is what provoked it, but you never know.
Crooks was shot and killed by the Secret Service. One attendee also died, a 50-year-old man that Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro described as a hero. Two other people were wounded in the shooting but are in stable condition. Leaders on all sides of the political spectrum condemned the shooting. Democratic President Joe Biden on Sunday reiterated that there was no place in America for violence.
An assassination attempt is contrary to everything we stand for as a nation, everything.
Investigators say they still don't have a motive for the attack.
Grace Lee from Reuters. Speaking Sunday, President Joe Biden urged people not to make assumptions as the investigation gets underway.
The FBI is leading this investigation, which is still in its early stages. We don't yet have any information about the motive of the shooter. We know who he is. I urge everyone, please, don't make assumptions about his motives or his affiliations. Let the FBI do their job and their partner agencies do their job.
President Biden is preparing to deliver extended remarks from the Oval Office on the assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump. For pictures, video stories, and more, follow Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And for additional stories, visit VOA.